Ni hao. San mei jun. Amen. My name is Jeff Ingram.
That was Jeff England.
And my wife and I have had the joy of visiting your church since 10, 12 years ago.
Yeah, 10多年前，我跟我太太、我的小孩就来到你们教会。
We really enjoy the fellowship.
那我很享受在这边的一个团契。
I love the song "Inside Yeshu"
Yeah，他
because
很
of
喜欢。
Jesus, we are family.
Yeah，因着耶稣使我们成为一家人，他很喜欢的一首诗歌。
And this is my first time actually to preach a sermon here.
但是这一次是我第一次在你们讲台正道。
But I probably taught with the youth 40, 50 times, I think, something like that.
对，但是我在你们的青少年的中间，我其实教过几十次。
And I love that you're doing English and Chinese.
我很喜欢中英文的这个联合。
That's giving edification for our family also.
Yeah，这对我们的家庭也是非常的有益处。
And I do want to say a word of encouragement for those who have been preaching. There have been truths that you have preached in the last 2 months that have been very encouraging to my heart.
Yeah，我特别要感激前面这2个月以来，你们这些弟兄在这边的正道，我也自己也很受益处。
Just 2 days ago, I shared two of those truths with a friend, and he said, "Amen, I needed that."
对啊，我真的是在我的领袖中间，我也是很感受，告诉神，这真是我需要的。
So the word of the Lord is alive and active.
Yeah，神是我们的神，是一个活的神。
And I hope the Lord will use this word today also.
那我也祷告祈求，求神也今天使用我要分享的一些话语。
So I want to read from 2 Chronicles chapter 25.
那今天我们会来读历代志下25章的1到16节。
We'll read from verses 1 through 16.
那我们就是读从第1节到16节。
I want to pray first, and then we'll read in English and then Chinese. Is that okay?
Now, yeah, so 我先来。祷告，这样我们再一起来中英文一起来念这段经文。
And I do want to say a thank you to John Shi for his wonderful translation and the commitment to help today.
今天我要勉励石俊弟兄来为我做翻译，
And thank you to you for allowing me this opportunity.
也谢谢大家给我这样一次机会。
Let's pray.
祷告。
Our Father in heaven, we thank you for your precious word.
感谢神，好，我们利用这些神的话语。
We pray that your word will speak to us today.
然后求神这些话语都进到我们的心里面。
We know that we have great need of you.
然后我们真的是迫切的需要你的话语。
We just read in Psalm 13 that your words are so precious, more than silver and gold.
然后我们刚刚读过诗篇的13篇，我神的话语真的是我们心可慕的。
Open our eyes that we can see wonderful things from your law.
你要打开你的心眼，能看见神话语。
Ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
耶稣的名祷告。
All right, so I will read the first 16 verses of the chapter, and then Brother John will read in Chinese. Amaziah was 25 years old when he became king, and he reigned 29 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Jehoaddan of Jerusalem. That's a good thing when they mention the mom's name. That means she was a good mama. And he did what was right in the sight of the Lord, but not with a loyal heart. Now, what happened as soon as the kingdom was established for him, that he executed the servants who had murdered his father, the king. That was King Joash. However, he did not execute their children, but did as is written in the law of the book of Moses, where the Lord commanded, saying, "The father shall not be put to death for their children, nor shall the children be put to death for their fathers, but a person shall die for his own sin." Moreover, Amaziah gathered Judah together and set over them captains of thousands and captains of hundreds, according to their fathers' houses throughout all Judah and Benjamin. And he numbered them from 20 years old and above, and found them to be 300,000 choice men, able to go to war, who could handle spear and shield. He also hired 100,000 mighty men of valor from Israel for 100 talents of silver. But a man of God came to him saying, O king, do not let the army of Israel go with you, for the Lord is not with Israel, not with any of the children of Ephraim. But if you go, be gone, be strong in battle. Even so, God shall make you fall before the enemy, for God has power to help and to overthrow. Then Amaziah said to the man of God, But what shall we do about the 100 talents which I have given to the troops of Israel? And the man of God answered, The Lord is able to give you much more than this. So Amaziah discharged the troops that had come to him from Ephraim to go back home. Therefore, their anger was greatly aroused against Judah, and they returned home in great anger. Then Amaziah strengthened himself, and leading his people, he went into the Valley of Salt and killed 10,000 of the people of Seir. Also, the children of Judah took captive 10,000 alive, brought them to the top of a rock, and cast them down. Verse 13, But as for the soldiers of the army which Amaziah had discharged, so that they would not go with him to battle, they raided the cities of Judah from Samaria to Beth-horon, killed 3,000 of them, and took much spoil. Now it was so, after Amaziah came from the slaughter of the Edomites, that he brought the gods of the people of Seir, set them up to be his gods, and bowed down before them, and burned incense to them. Therefore, the anger of the Lord was aroused against Amaziah, and he sent him a prophet who said to him, Why have you sought the gods of the people who could not rescue their own people from your hand? So it was, as he talked with him, that the king said to him, Have we made you the king's counselor? Cease! Why should you be killed? Then the prophet ceased and said, I know that God has determined to destroy you because you have done this and have not heeded my advice.
亚玛谢登基的时候年25岁，在耶路撒冷作王29年。他母亲名叫约亚丹，每次神的话语提到母亲的名字，就是表示这个母亲做得很不错。是耶路撒冷人。亚玛谢行耶和华眼中看为正的事，只是心不专诚，国一坚定，就把杀他父王的臣仆杀了，却没有致死他们的儿子，是照摩西律法书上耶和华所吩咐的。不可因子杀父，也不可以因父杀子，个人要为本身的罪而死。亚玛谢造句犹大人，按照犹大和便雅悯的宗派设立千夫长、百夫长，又数点人数，从20岁以外能拿枪拿盾牌出去打仗的精兵共有二三十万，又用银子100他连德，从以色列中招募了10万大能的勇士。有一个神人来见亚玛谢，对他说，王啊，不可使以色列的军兵与你同去，因为耶和华不与以色列以法莲的后裔同在。你若一定要去，就奋勇征战吧，但神必使你败在敌人面前，因为神能使人得胜，也能使人谦败。亚玛谢向神人说，我给了以色列的那100他连的银子怎么样呢？神人回答说，耶和华能把更多的赐给你。于是亚玛谢将从以法莲来的军兵分别出来，叫他们回家去，故此他们甚恼恨犹大人，气愤愤地回家去了。亚玛谢壮起但来，率领他的民到盐谷杀了西亚人10万，犹大人又申请了10万带到山崖上，从那里把他们扔下去，以致他们都摔碎了。亚玛谢说，打发回去，不许一同出征的那些军兵攻打犹大各城，从撒玛利亚直到伯赫人，杀了3000人，抢了许多财物。亚玛谢杀了以东人回来，就把希尔的神像带回，立为自己的神，在他面前叩拜烧香。因此耶和华的怒气向亚玛谢发作，就差了一个先知去见他。这些神不能救他的民脱离你的手，你为何寻求他呢？先知与王说话的时候，王对他说，谁立你做王的模式呢？你住口吧，为何早打呢？先知就止住了，又说， 你行这事不听我的劝诫，我知道神定义要灭你。
The Book of Chronicles covers more deeply the history of the kings of Judah.
在圣经里面，历代志更侧重于记载犹大诸国的历史。
The Book of the Kings covers the history of both the kings of Israel, the northern kingdom, and Judah, the southern kingdom, both.
那列王记上下的话，主要记载两个国家，以色列和犹大两个国家的历史。
So we're looking at the kings of Judah, and through their line is Jesus is going to come through them.
那我们现在要看到的是，就是南国的犹大，那主耶稣就是那个系列出来。
So important to make the difference between those two.
那我们要分别这两个国家的一个区别。
During the life of Amaziah, there's a king of Judah by the name of Joash.
那在当时的时候，他有一个王叫约阿斯。
But we learned in the chapter before that Amaziah has a father by the same name, Joash, king of Judah.
对，在这个是亚玛谢的父亲，就是叫约阿斯。
So we have to be careful not to confuse the people here.
那当时其实北国也有个王，也叫约阿斯，所以不要混淆。
But if you look your eyes at verses 1 and 2, we see that Amaziah has become king, and immediately in verse 2, we see that there was a need for him to have a loyal heart.
那我们从这里看到以后，你圣经的记载从第一节到第二节，你会发现神其实想要是这个王教有一个忠诚的心。
So most of the kings in the Bible had a divided heart.
那你如果看这个历史的话，你会发现当时的国王里面其实大部分都是一个分裂的一个心。
Even Amaziah's father in the previous chapter. He was faithful for a time, but
那。
then when the priest died, he became an unfaithful king.
那就拿亚马逊的父亲约阿斯来讲，但也是如此。他在祭司在做他谋士的时候，他还算忠心；但是到他晚年的时候，他就开始了敬拜偶像，
He started to allow idol worship.
那就是假神就进入这个王国。
But Joash and the son Amaziah. They are called the mostly good kings if you look at a chart of the kings of Judah.
但是你如果看这些列王的一个清单的话，你会发现约阿斯和他的儿子亚马谢在南部的诸王里面是平庸还算不错的君王。
And just a few chapters before, we see Asa, king of Judah.
那你可以看到前几章的第16章第9节的时候，我们可以看到神对亚撒王的有一个评论。
And in chapter 16, verse 9, there is a comforting word given to Asa that the eyes of the Lord search to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong on behalf of those whose heart is loyal to him.
那这些话都是蛮安慰人的话。他说：“耶和华的眼目遍察全地，要显明他大能，帮助那些向他心存诚实的人。
So we see loyalty or faithfulness is a theme throughout the book of Chronicles.
”那你会看到，就心存诚实，这个神是一个很一致的一个要求。
2 weeks ago, a famous preacher passed away, John MacArthur.
那我们2个礼拜前其实有一个很有名的一个牧师去世，
And everyone said he was faithful till the end.
那这个就是牧师麦肯瑟人家都评论他是一个非常忠心的一个布道。
Do you want God to say the same thing about you?
那你是不是觉得神，你很希望神也给你一个很好的评价，就是你是一个忠心的人？
Do you want your sons and your daughters, your grandchildren to be able to say the same thing about you?
那
He was faithful until the end.
你是不是期望你的子女、你的后代也是对你这样评价，说你是很忠心的人？
So, yes, the eyes of the Lord are looking for faithfulness, but there was also a rebuke given to King Asa.
那在这个鼓励的同时呢，神也责备他。
The rebuke was that he was going to have wars from now on because he had looked to enemy armies, neighboring armies, to give him success or protection against other enemy armies.
那从这段的记载里看出来，就是说这个王就是慢慢的变坏。
So sometimes a comforting word comes with a rebuke.
Yeah，他往往在安慰的中间就带来一些责备，因为这个王他就寻求这个周围敌军的一个保护。
That's what's going to happen with King Amaziah in our text today.
那这里就是我们接下去会详细的介绍所发生的事情。
Now, for context, if you don't know the difference between the northern and the southern kingdoms, at the time of David, Solomon, his son, took over as king.
那我给大家一个背景的资料，就是说在，在大卫王去世以后，就是他儿子所罗门继位做王。
And Solomon's son Rehoboam took over after him.
那所罗门去世以后，他的儿子罗伯安就继承王位。
Now, in Rehoboam's time, the young men gave him counsel. They said, You should be hard on the people.
那在罗伯安的这个时代以后，他周围的一些年轻人就劝他说，要对这些百姓要强硬一点。
Now, if you had a king, would you want to have a harsh king or a kind one?
那如果你生活在一个国王的中间，你希望这个国王是对你强一点呢，还是就是好的人？
Kind, right? Yeah.
那当然，我们就希望一个仁慈的君王来
He said to the people, My little finger will be thicker than my father's waist.
Yeah，这罗伯安当时对百姓讲的话，他说：“我父亲的腰是很细的，但是我手指头就比我的父亲的腰还粗。”
And in his days, the kingdom divided because nobody wants to serve a king like that.
所以就应着这个词，这些话就是当时的国就分为了南北国，因为没有人愿意在这样的王下面这个。
So, a man named Jeroboam took over the kingdom in the north and caused great idolatry and horrible things.
所以北国呢，就是被十个支派就进去，然后就是所有的王就带领着百姓就来敬拜偶像。
But some of the sons of Rehoboam, like Asa and Jehoshaphat, were good kings.
但是在南国里面，就是你会发现有很多的君王还是来敬拜耶和华。
There were about 40 kings in all between Israel and Judah.
那总共加起来，南北国加起来大约有40个君王，就是南北各二十位。
Israel in the north, Judah in the south.
那就以色列就是在北国，但是犹大就在南国。
There were 20 kings in each.
那总共每个南北国都是20位君王。
Zero kings in the north were good.
但是在北国的时候，没有一个王是忠心的。
But depending on how you count, there were six or eight kings
那
in Judah in the south that are called good kings.
在南国的犹大里头，这是有6位或者是8位，这个认为是好王，这取决你怎么来计算。
And it depends how you count, because you will see that in today's story, that is he good or is he not good?
所以你可以从今天的经文来看，就是你会发现有的王，就是你觉得他是一个好王呢，还是坏王？
So let's learn from the life of Amaziah today.
那我们今天来看这个王的这些情况。
So the first thing you need, that we need, that we see on the screen today, that we learn from Amaziah, is we need a soft heart for the word of God.
那今天所第一个功课，我们能够学到的是，在这个故事中，其实我们需要对神的这个话语有一颗柔软的心。
Have you studied the kings?
那有的时候，我们要认识这个王的时候，
It's sometimes easier to learn from the kings.
我们可以看到，就是说，了解这个王的这个品格，其实是有的时候是显而易见的。
Why? Well, because when you're the king, the flaws or the failures, you can blame nobody else because you had full authority.
因为如果一个君王身上有一些缺点和失败的时候，然后就是没有人可以把他推卸责任给人家。
He can't blame himself for any of his actions.
Yeah，所有的东西就要归到自己的身上。
He only can blame himself, no one else.
Yeah，没有其他人可以去推卸责任。
And as we look at this text, I hope you will be encouraged, not discouraged.
那但是我今天呢，我希望你们在看到这些经文的时候，感受到的鼓舞，而不是灰心。
I hope you will remember that you and I have a perfect king.
那因为我希望你们能看到，我们身上我们其实自己有一个完美的一个君王。
Jesus is our rescuer.
那耶稣基督就是我们拯救的君王，
He perfectly obeyed God.
因为他完全顺服神。
He sat down at the right hand in heaven, and he is perfectly placing us there. He's going to perfectly place us in right standing before God one day.
因为他现在就坐在神的右边，他完完全全的为我们在神面前能够站立得住。
Now, King Amaziah, he obeyed God in the beginning.
那亚玛谢王呢？他在开始的时候，他是很顺服神。
Verse 2 says he did what was right in the sight of the Lord.
因为在第二节的时候，我们就看到这样的记载，他说他是顺服神，
But not with a loyal heart.
但是不是很完全忠心。
What did he do that was right?
那我们如果仔细想看一下，到底什么地方他没有做对呢？
Well, we see one example right here in verse 4.
那我们就看到第四节的时候，就有一些细节。
Well, it says he did not kill the children of those people that murdered his father, the king.
那这里记载到，他说没有杀害那些谋害他父亲的前任过往的这些人的儿子们。
Sometimes we see the Bible say that God struck a king or God struck that person because of their wickedness.
那我们圣经里面经常会记载着说，一个王如果是他很坏的话，神就会击倒他们。
But sometimes we see the people strike down a king because they did not like him.
那这里呢，历史里面很多记载的话，是人就是受不了那些王了以后，他们也会杀了这些王。
And God is in control.
那神是掌管主权的。
But I think we should notice the difference.
那我们但是这中间我们就是要看到他们的不同。
If God strikes down the king, nobody else dies.
那如果是神击杀这个王的时候，其他人不会受牵连。
But if you decide you want to strike down the king, you are going to die.
但是如果你自己来杀王的时候，你自己要受惩罚。
So that's what happens with Amaziah's father. Some people decide they're going to kill the king. They murder him, and the next king comes and they kill, he kills the guys who killed his father.
这里就记载到亚玛逊王的时候，他父亲的时候，有人就把他的父亲给杀了，所以这个是出现了一个问题。
Now, this verse is very interesting. It says, The father shall not be put to death for their children, nor the children be put to death for their fathers, but each one shall die for his own sins.
Yeah, 但这里面你看，这个圣经有特别的记载说，说神的旨意就是。父亲不要为儿子的罪来受死，儿子也不要为父亲的罪来受死。
This is good for King Amaziah also.
这些指令都是对这个亚玛逊王是很有利的。
His dad was a sinner.
Yeah, 他的爸爸是一个罪人。
God could have killed him for his father's sins, maybe.
Yeah, 那神完全是可以因为这个父亲的罪来击杀他。
So maybe this was a comfort to Amaziah.
那也许这个是一个安慰，对他来说。
My dad was not a righteous man, and so thankfully God is not going to kill me for that.
那我爸爸，我父亲不是一个义人，但是神没有因为我父亲的不义来惩罚我。
But God does bring judgment in every instance.
但是最终神是要施行他的审判。
And all of us have sinned against God.
那圣经上说，我们所有人都犯了罪。
And all of us deserve death.
那所有的人都配受我们的神的惩罚。
But what is the revealed word of God?
那从这里面可以看出来什么样的一个神的一个旨意呢？
Amaziah obeyed what was written in the book of Moses.
那你可以看出来，就是说亚玛逊王实际上他看了圣经以后，他来遵循神的话语。
He read it, he obeyed it.
他看到了，他遵守。
What about for you and me?
那我们又是怎么样的一个情况呢？
What is the word of God that we may obey?
那你如果看到神的话语里面这样讲，我们应该怎么做呢？
Is it the Ten Commandments?
那十诫呢？
The Sermon on the Mount from Jesus?
那耶稣这个登山宝训呢？
All of these are wonderful teachings for us to observe and obey.
那所有这些的记载都是配得我们去遵守的。
The most important word revealed from God to us is how we may be rescued from our sins.
Yeah, 我们最重要的一个指令就是神告诉我们，我们要远离我们的罪。
I hope you have heard before that Jesus came to die for you and for your sins.
我希望你们以前都听说过主耶稣来到这个世界上来要为我们的罪死。
I hope you've heard that if you place your faith in him, that his death is in your place, and his resurrection is now for you also.
我希望你也以前听说过，就是主耶稣来到这个世界上，其实是要进到你要所承受的罪的一个地位里面，来个让你得拯救。
Isn't that the greatest word of God that you could ever hear?
是不是这是一个非常美的一个消息？
The gospel.
就是好消息。
That means the good news that God is not going to punish you for your sins, but he's going to rescue you through the death of Jesus on the cross.
神没有来惩罚你，但是来拯救你，这是一个多好的消息。
Now, if we need a soft heart for the word of God, we need a soft heart for all of his word, right?
就是这里就讲到说，神要求的是一个就是对神话语的一个非常柔软的心。
So, some people would like to say who God is. We would like to say what he is like or what he does not like.
那我们有的人会觉得说，到底神是什么样的一位神？但是他喜欢什么，他不喜欢什么？
But how can we really know what God wants?
但是我们又是用什么样的方法来了解神呢？
We have the Bible.
那我们有这个手里的这个圣经。
We can know what God wants because his word has been revealed to us.
因为这是神所启示的话语。
You and I have no excuse before God because we have God's word.
那在神面前，我们没有任何借口。
But we also have a king, Jesus, who is our savior to rescue us.
而且我刚才也讲过，我们有一位天上的君王，就是我们的救主。
He rescues us even when we've disobeyed the word of God.
那耶稣来到这个世界上，他真的是拯救我们脱离，即使是我们在违背神话语的时候犯下了很多的罪，他还是救我们。
So, this king was obeying the Old Testament law from the book of Moses.
那这段经文里面，这个君王他是按照旧约摩西律法上写下的话语来行事。
But you and I have the Old and New Testament.
那我们手里拿到的，实际上就包括了旧约，又有包括了新约。
We even have the story of Amaziah.
那我们从这个角度来讲，我们其实比这个亚玛逊
Right?
君王要好得很
And we can
多。
learn from that and adjust our lives in a way to honor God.
所以我们可以学习这些神的话语，怎么样来敬畏神。
So, this text today should be an encouragement for you to walk closer to God.
那这段经文就可以看作是一种鼓励，让我们可以激励我们来亲近神。
If you're already walking with Him, you should be encouraged.
那如果你是现在就已经走在神的路中了以后，就更鼓励你来继续
But if
前
you're
进。
off His path, then you can take encouragement to change your actions.
那如果你现在你觉得你走偏了以后，你可以根据神的话语就回到神的道路中间来。
To change them so that you can serve him more faithfully.
那我们就更加忠心了来服侍他。
So, application. Does your heart listen carefully to the instruction of God's word and seek to apply it to your life?
那我现在要问你的时候，你问一下你的心是否现在仔细的在聆听神话语的这个教导，那并且你在努力的在应用到你生命中呢？
In our response, If you don't know his word, you can't respond to it.
因为你回应的时候，你会觉得如果我不认识神的话语的时候，你就无法去回应他。
This text should caution us that we need to know the word of God.
那这段经文其实应当来提醒我们，我们必须来认识神的话语。
Are you reading it?
那你是平常就经常的读圣经吗？
College and youth,
你特
have
别
you
是
made a commitment? To know the Word of God more than your math and science textbooks.
那这里有很多大学生和年轻人，那你是会立下你这个心智，你要比学习这些数理化更努力的去认识神的话语呢？
When I was in college, I made a commitment that I'm going to read the whole Bible.
那我在大学的时候，我就立下心志，我要把整部圣经都读了。
And there were so many worthless things that I had to give up so that I could make that commitment.
那为了就是达到这个目的了以后，有的时候我要放弃一些其他的东西来完成我的这个使命。
Decide today
那你也可以做这样的决定。
what God has spoken in His Word, you must apply it to your own life.
因为神这里面是放在圣经里面的话，你必须要用生命去实践。
What is written is what is best for you.
那这里写在这里面都是对你生命最好的。
We must let nothing else hinder us from faithfulness to God's Word.
那我们也不应该让任何事情来阻挡我们来对神话语的这个忠心。
Every one of us must obey it.
那就是所有的人。
Not every decision will be easy.
那不是说每一个决定都是那么轻松的。
But he is your help and will lead you by his word.
但是神的话语就会引导你。
So this text in the last couple of years has encouraged me to put aside everything else, even when it's difficult, and obey God's word.
那前面我们刚才读过的这些经文，在前2年里面，对我自己的生命也有很大的帮助。
Amaziah, he stops one thing that he's doing in this text, a prior commitment that he was given, so that he could then respond to God's words and obey him.
所以在这个故事里面，就是亚玛谢，就是因为神对他讲了一个话，所以他不得不就放弃以前所有的一些承诺，那就按照要求去给。
So, point two, there is going to be a man of God come to Amaziah and give him encouragement of what God wants him to do.
那这个第二点的话，我就会给大家分享，就是神给他的一个指令，让他要可以去做下一步。
Okay. So the second point is we need not only do we need to have a soft heart for God's word, but we also need to notice that the revealed word of God should outweigh our financial commitments.
那这里就讲到了以后，不仅仅就是神要求我们对神的话语一个柔软的心，而且当神的话语的启示的时候，有的时候会让我们要放弃一些财务上的一些承诺。
So, what does this mean? Well, if you look in verses 6 through 8, what do we see?
那我们就是如果看到第6节和第8节的时候，你会看到一些细节。
Amaziah, the king, is gathering armies.
亚马逊他在招募一些军队，
For what?
那是为了什么呢？
Well, we see in verse 6, he also hired 100,000 mighty men of valor from Israel for 100 talents of silver.
对啊，所以我们在第6节我们就看到，他说他又用100 talents的银子，从以色列招募了10万大能的勇士。
So I looked up what 100 talents of silver would be,
对啊。
and that's over 3,000 kgs.
那这里也就是100 talents，其实相对于今天的话，就是300公斤的一个银子。
If we put that into today's currency for silver, that would be $4 million.
那如果用今天的美金来讲，就是400万美金呢？
Now, I trust none of you have ever made a financial commitment as big as $4 million.
那你想想，你如果是已经投资了这个400万的金钱在一项事情上面。
No? Anybody? $4 million? No?
大家有没有投资在400万？
Yes. None of us have done like this.
Yeah，我相信我们中间没有。
But what we see is he made this commitment, and God is going to tell him, don't do it.
但是你会看到这里面就讲到说，神告诉他说，
So we learn in this story that biblical stewardship is not only faithfulness to finances, it is true stewardship is faithfulness to the revealed word of God.
那我要从这个故事里面，我要提醒大家，是给他一个很重要的一个概念，就是说，圣经里面我们给我们讲，需要是我们一个管家的一个职分，他想要的一个忠心，并不是对于神赐给你的金钱或者职务上的忠心，而是对于神所启示话语的忠心。
So Amaziah was concerned that his loss of 100 talents of silver would be worse than disobeying God.
那你这里可以看到，亚马逊其实他非常担心失去这个100 talents 的银子，他远要超过去违背神话语的这个严重性。
But the prophet says, you will fall.
但是先知对他讲，他说你会失败。
Look at verse 7 and 8. But a man of God came to him saying, O king, do not let the army of Israel go with you, for the Lord is not with Israel, not with any of the children of Ephraim. But if you go, be gone, be strong in battle. Even so, God shall make you fall before the enemy, for God has power to help and to overthrow.
也先知就对他讲说：“你如果你要想带着这些以色列的军兵去打仗，要去你就去吧，而且你奋勇作战吧。 他说：“神可以让你得胜，也可以让你败亡。
If you heard that you were going to fall in the battle, would you change your decision?
”那如果是神给你一个启示，说你去打仗的时候你会失败了以后，你还会去吗？
But Amaziah is like you and me.
那亚玛谢跟我们的当时的这个心理是有点相像的。
He had already put some money on the table.
但是他已经花了这个400万美金在里面。
He says in verse 9, but what shall we do about the 100 talents which I gave to the children of Israel?
神啊，我已经放了这个100 talents的银子在人家手里了，那怎么办呢？
He's worried about money?
他心里是非常挂念这个金钱。
God said through this prophet, do not let Israel go with you.
但是神明确的给他讲说，你不能带这些以色列的以法莲的人去。
And the king says, what about the money?
那这个王就讲说，那我这个钱损失了怎么办呢？
He didn't understand biblical stewardship.
他其实从这个角度来，你看是神这个王其实不是神想要神管家的一个身份的一个角色。
If God says no, it doesn't matter if you've given $400 million.
那如果神告诉你不行的时候，他是不管你，你是花了400万美金还是其他什么？
If God says no, you need to stop.
那如果神跟你讲说不的话，你就是要停。
Do not continue going
那
on a
为，
path when God says no.
那当你在行在一个路中的时候，神叫你停的时候，你不能再也不能再继续往前行。
Remember this wonderful truth. God is able to help.
那这里面又揭示了一个真理的时候，神他可以帮助你，
And able to overthrow.
呀，也可以去打败这些敌人。
You see, our financial commitment can sometimes keep us away from faithfulness to God.
这个是真的是警醒我们，有的时候我们财务上的一些负担，有的时候会带领我们离开神。
Sometimes I've put money down for something, but then God does not want me to do something, right? If I know it.
那有的时候我们就会放下一些定金的时候去做一些事情。
This verse can be a comfort to you.
那这些经文其实对我们来说是一个安慰。
$1,000, $2,000.
1000块，2000块。
But if God said no, we can say, I trust you, God.
那我们有的时候神会跟你讲说不，但是你可以心里有平安的去接受这样的一个决定。
Remember Jesus in the Sermon on the Mount, where your treasure is, there your heart will be also.
提醒大家，就是我们主耶稣在登山宝训的时候，他说：“你的财宝在那里，你的心就在哪里。
In Matthew 19, verse 24, Jesus said it's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to do what? To come to the kingdom, right?
”主耶稣也就用一个比喻的方式告诉我们，他说：“骆驼穿过针的眼了，有比财主进神的国还容易。”
Let's read verse 9 and 10.
那我们再来看一下第9节到第10节。
Then Amaziah said to the man of God, But what shall we do about the 100 talents which I have given to the troops of Israel? And the man of God answered, The Lord is able to give you much more than this. So Amaziah discharged the troops that had come to him from Ephraim to go back home.
那这里就讲着记录到说，先知对这个亚玛谢王讲说，耶和华能把更多的赐给你。
A good prophet made that situation very clear,
那
right?
这个很好的先知，真的是一个好先知，他让亚玛逊清楚地了解了当时的一个处境。
God was not in that matter.
神不只是在那件事情中间，
God was able to take care of whatever would happen.
因为神完全有能力掌握所要发生的一些事情。
God is in control.
神掌管一切。
It was better for Amaziah to abandon his personal financial commitments instead to obey the word of God.
对亚玛谢来说，最好的选择就是要当时要放弃他自己在财务上的一个承诺，去顺服神的话语。
Was it better?
那你觉得呢？
So many people could say, oh, but you put so much money there.
那我们有的时候会想说，哎呀，这个怎么糟糕了？我就已经放了太多的投资在里面了。
Oh, don't leave that job. God's going to bless you there.
那也许说，哎呀，那个工作这么好，我怎么可以放弃呢？
Whatever it is, if God has taken away his peace, you want to find the peace of God again. Find out how to honor God and be faithful to him, no matter the cost.
那关键的是，做我们做一个基督徒的时候，要追求心里的神给了一个平安。如果做那些事的时候，你得不到神的平安的时候，你要提醒你自己。
Now, what if you do not know the will of God?
那如果是有的时候，我们真的不知道神的旨意是什么的时候，怎么办？
This is why we need to study his word and know it.
那
Amen.
所以我们平常要学习神的话语。
How many horrible decisions we make because we don't know his will.
那我们有的时候做了很糟糕的决定，就是因为我们不懂神的话语。
But we can know it.
那我们是可以知道的。
Right? The New Testament talks a lot about the will of God.
那我们在新约里面就讲到很多的神的旨意在什么地方。
So, has God removed peace from your heart, maybe even today, about a decision you've made?
那今天我就是神，就是在你的心里面就给你一个平安，就告诉你什么样的决定是神的选择。
And I think of the youth also, college, as I was preparing.
那我们这里面有很多年轻人可能这样在决定去什么大学。
The most important decision is where am I going to college, right?
那很多时候，一生的一个很重要的一个决定就是到哪里去上大学。
But did God ever say no and you knew it in your heart? Don't go to that one.
但如果是你选了一个学校和神跟你讲说，你
You
不要去。
prayed for it, but you're like, I know God doesn't want it somehow.
那你就要向神祷告。
Did you already make the down payment?
那你如果是买房子的时候，你定金已经交了没有？
But I can't get my financial commitment back.
我要毁约的时候，那个定金我就拿不回来了，怎么办？
But did God say no?
但是如果神真的就是说不
You see
行，
how this can be hard, right?
这个就是非常困难的一件事情。
Do you go ahead and send?
那你是不是一意孤行呢？
Or do you seek God's will and obey His purpose for you or for your college student?
那你还是继续寻求神的旨意呢？
You will not hear His voice, but you can read His word and gain wisdom. For those difficult decisions.
有的时候你是不一定会听到神给你的讲话，但是你如果你读这些圣经的时候，神就给你一个启示。
So it could be any commitment.
那这些决定都是可以关于任何事情的决
Yeah,
定。
could be a job,
那可以是工作，
could be a down payment on a house or a car.
也可以房子的定金。
Whatever it is, we should not allow financial commitment to keep us from obeying God's word.
这里就是给我们一个功课的时候，无论是什么事情呢，也不要因为一些事情来阻挠我们来顺从神的话语。
It's never too late to obey God.
特别是也告诉我们，就是让我们做了
But
这种决定，就还不是很迟，都可以改变我们的这个心意。
Jesus said, To whom much is given, much is required. To whom much is given, much is required.
这里面就说我们新约圣经有里讲到，说是耶稣特别是讲过，他说你多给谁就向谁多取。
Do we know that he's given us more than money alone?
那你有没有意识到，其实神给我们的不只是金钱，
Right? He's given us time.
给我们时间，
He's given us family.
给我们家庭。
Right? He's given us houses or lands or opportunities.
那他也给我们一些房屋可以居住，也可以说我们工作，也给我们一些机会。
Do you need to adjust your commitments to live in the will of God?
那在适当的时候，你是不是要应该适应的一些决定呢？
Do not let a financial commitment stop you from obeying God.
不要因为这些财务上的约定来阻挠你。
Pray.
祷告，向神祈求。
Seek a godly friend's counsel.
那。全家来服侍主，
Serve the Lord.
侍奉主，
To serve him alone.
专一的侍奉他。
So, even beyond wisdom and ability to gain and use knowledge, God has given us so many opportunities.
不仅仅他给我们智慧和获取和运用知识的这些能力，
The most important stewardship of all men is that we would submit our hearts fully to him.
那我们一个忠心管家的一个很重要的一个决定，就是把我们的心献给神。
God is able to give you much more than this.
因着这个神其实可以赐给你很多的福气。
What a wonderful caution from that prophet. Amen.
这是这个先知，好先知给我们的一个建议。
Let's be like that prophet for our brothers and sisters, right?
那我们就要在弟兄中间互相做先知。
But it's not just for Amaziah, we see, it's not just financial, and it's not just dependence on God, but it's also our affections, our heart, our love.
这里面就提到，不仅仅是金钱呢，不仅仅是一些能力上的依靠，甚至是包括我们所有的情感。
And it was affections that were the greatest challenge for Amaziah to be faithful.
对，在情感上这个事情了以后，亚马逊其实是受到了很大的挑战。
So we come to our final point that faithfulness at the start does not guarantee faithfulness in the end.
那我们进到最后一点，我要给大家分享，就是一个仆人他起初的忠心，并不能保证最终的忠心。
So, wow, it can be a sacrifice. We have to give up things sometimes to obey the Lord, right?
那我们在生命中间，有的时候要牺牲很多东西来经历神。
But sometimes there's a blessing from God.
那有的时候是神给了你祝福。
And instead of saying thank you, we can receive the blessings and love the blessings more than we love God.
有的时候我们拿到福气了以后，我们不是向神来献上感恩，有的时候我们就反而是走开了，这不服侍神。
Or we can receive the blessings.
那我们有的时候是拿到了福气，
And we lose our love for God.
但是我们对神的爱就没有失去了。
You see, Amaziah experienced a blessing of God. He won the battle.
那你可以看着亚马逊了以后，他真的是得到神的祝福了以后，击败了敌人，
But he does not keep a heart from God,
但是
for
他的
God.
心就离开了神。
Look in verse 14.
那我们第十四节，我们来看一下。
Amaziah goes to battle against the people of Edom.
那我们就是看到亚马逊去在跟以东人打仗。
Do you remember who Edom is?
那有没有记得以东是什么样的人呢？
Those are the children of
以扫，
Esau.
他是以扫人的后代。
Remember the older will serve the younger?
神讲说雅各的两个儿子，就是说，年长的要来服侍，年幼的。
So in 2 Kings chapter 8, verse 20 through 22, we see that Edom, they set up a king for themselves.
那同样的事情，你可以看到了，就是说。在列王记下的时候，第八章第20到22节的时候，就会读到，就是以东人他为自己立王。
They fight against the rule of Judah over them, and Amaziah seems to be going to try to win back their submission.
那这里就看记录到，就是当时的以东王呢，开始背叛犹大对他们的这个统治。这个亚马逊他似乎是要主动发起这样一些战争。
And remember, God's going to help him, right? That's what the prophet said.
但是这个先知就是神就借的是先知的口，就告诉他说：“我会帮助你。
So there's a word from the Lord. He's able to help and to overthrow.
”那这里就神就应许他，他说能帮助他，能够推翻这些以东的王。
If Amaziah had not sent the troops of Israel away, would he have won the battle?
那如果是亚马逊他没有听神的话语，就留着那些以色列的兵，那你觉得这个仗还会打赢吗？
Would he have won?
他会有赢吗？
No, it says he would have fallen.
那答案是没有，因为经文上就给我们讲说，神借着先知这个话，他说我可以让你打
So
败。
God gives him the victory.
最终就是因为他的顺服了以后，神给了他胜仗。
But what do you see in the rest of verse 14?
但是第八节后面的一些东西就给了我们一些困惑。
Now it was so after Amaziah came from the slaughter of the Edomites that he brought the gods of the people of Seir, that's Edom, and set them up to be his gods and bowed down before them and burned incense to them.
但是我们就看到，他就亚玛谢王，他凯旋归来的时候，就代为了那些以东人的这个敌人的这个神像，并且呢，他把这个神像设起来，就向他下拜。
Their gods could not give them the victory.
因为从这里可以看到，以东人那些神并不能给他们带来胜利。
But those gods become the affection of Amaziah's heart after he destroyed them.
但是呢，亚玛谢的这个心里的情感，实际是向着那些神去了。
Do you understand what just happened?
但是你们觉得这个是一个很大的问题吗？
He's setting up the gods of his enemies, whom he just destroyed. And he starts bowing before them.
这个是很怪的一个图片，就是他把那些敌人的这个神像拿回来，然后他就退回来，就向他敬拜。
Is it possible to experience the blessing of success in our life's battles and to turn immediately to false gods?
但是你是不是想过，就是我们有的时候经历了这个神的祝福了以后，却让你的心就开始远离了这个神呢？
Amaziah did just that.
那亚玛谢就是这样的。
Have you ever experienced blessings and still allowed your heart to wander away from God?
那你有没有经历过这样的事情呢？就是拿到了神的祝福，但你的心就慢慢的都走开了呢？
Imagine you prayed for that birthday present, kids. You prayed for it, and your parents gave you it.
那有没有想象过，你向神祈求，然后你的生日里面你拿到那个礼物，然后是爸爸妈妈给了你礼物，但是你的心就走开了。
But you got the gift and you never prayed to God again that year.
你想想，就是神不给你这个礼物，是不是更好一些？
Imagine you prayed to God to give you a raise at work.
想象我们中间有人工作的时候，你就向神求说你在工作中能够加薪。
But then you never spent time with your family again for the rest of the year. You're too busy.
但是你一到加薪了以后，发现你的所有的时间就扑在了工作上，然后把你的家庭、小孩都……
Imagine you got the college that you really, really wanted.
想象一下，我们这里面有很多小孩了以后，拿到了你最想去的大学，
But you never opened God's word again.
但是呢，你就再也不打开圣经读了。
To study all the wisdom of the world, but not know the wisdom of God.
但是你就觉得心就向着属世的智慧去了，但是你放弃神要赐给你的智
We
慧。
can do so many things to try to gather worldly treasure.
然后我们有的时候就在世上要积攒这个世界上的这个财富。
But the greatest treasure is to be found faithful before God.
但是实际上，最大的祝福、最大的福气和最大的财宝，就是在神的这个话语里面。
Isn't it? I'm sure we've all experienced many blessings.
那我相信我们大家的身上都得到了很多的福气。
And we're not saying just don't let the blessings become your God.
我不是说就是不需要去求神的这个祝福。
Amaziah was very thankful for the blessing.
亚马逊其实是他很感恩，
He went to something totally different to the gods of the people that he destroyed. It's not really even related.
你看他神只是带领他一步的往前走。
The problem was that in the blessing, In the peace, he then began to look at other things.
关键他的问题了以后，他在神的福气中了以后，他的情感已经开始看到其他的东西。
In true idolatry, he saw some other thing to make it his God.
那假神的其中有一个起点，就是他的眼目就开始注目那些东西。
Brothers and sisters, if we looked at your life, at my life, is it for me? And people looked at, what do you look at?
那我们就有的时候就是提醒我们，就包括我自己了以后，我们要提醒我们，我们到底是你们的眼目在看什么样的东西？
Could anyone say that's his God?
那也许这个东西就是我们心中的偶像。
Let's think about faithfulness and to turn back to God.
那我们再回到我们这里面，我们来提醒我们要对神。
Last part of this section, we see that God sends a prophet to Amaziah.
那我们从这里可以看到，神又派了一个先知过来。
Verse 15 and 16. I'll just read the beginning of 16. Therefore, the anger of the Lord was aroused against Amaziah, and he sent him a prophet who said to him, "Why have you sought the gods of the people, which could not rescue their own people from your hand?" So it was, as he talked with him, that the king said to him, "Have we made you the king's counselor? Cease! Why should you be killed?" Then the prophet ceased.
你可以这里可以看到，就是说，因此耶和华的怒气向亚玛谢发作，就差了一个先知去见他。他说：“这些神不能救你的民脱离你的手，你为何寻求他呢？”那先知与王讲话的时候，王就对他说：“谁立你做王的谋士呢？你住口吧！为何找打呢？”
So, just a few more minutes here. In his self-seeking desires, Amaziah becomes proud.
就是你看到问题的所在的时候，在亚玛逊在自我追求自己心里愿望的时候，亚玛逊变得心里就很骄傲。
In the beginning, he listened to the word of God, the book of Moses, right?
你可以看到，就是摩西的书上都是这样的来记载。
Next, he listens to the first prophet and he sends away the troops.
在第一次这个先知给他讲话的时候，他就把那些以色列兵就分散了。
But then he wins and is the victor against Edom. And he gets a second prophet. And he
那就是，
says, "I don't need to listen to you."
但是当他得了胜仗以后，第二个先知来给他讲的时候，建议的时候，他就不接受。
You see that faithfulness at the beginning did not result in faithfulness in the end.
所以你可以看出来，他一开始的忠心，但是到后面就是跌倒了。
He does not listen to the prophet's instruction.
那他就是拒绝垂听先知给他的讲
He
话。
lacks the ability to humble himself when Yahweh sends a prophet to put him on the right course.
他的心缺乏了一个谦卑的一个状态。
You see, he could have gotten on God's path again.
其实，在这个时候，神给了他一个机会，他是可以归向神的正道。
But faithfulness requires humility.
但是，对神的忠心需要在神面前谦卑。
And that is the ability to return to the righteous way of God
那
when the instruction is given.
谦卑是一个人的一个能力，可以回到神的面前
Loyalty to God.
来。对神忠诚。
Remember, the eyes of the Lord are searching
那你看
for
到
the
神，
one whose heart is fully His.
对，因为神是察看人的心思意念。
So he hears the word of God, but he does not recognize it as God's word.
因为他听到了，显然亚玛逊他听到了神的话，但是却没有认出来这是神对他的讲话。
Do you see that?
那你可以看到这样的吗？
How did he not know?
那他怎么会不知道呢？
Right? God's word says, don't bow down before idols.
因为神的律法书里面都明确的讲了，说我们不能在假神面前跪拜。
If someone says they're giving a word from the Lord, you can test it with the word of God, right?
如果是有一个人来跟你讲说这是神的话语，你就可以用圣经的话来去验证他到底是不是讲的神的话语呢？
But he doesn't believe it's from God.
因为他已经拒绝相信。
And in verse 16 at the end, the prophet says, or
那
let's read all of verse 16. So it was when he talked with him that the king said to him, "Have we made you the king's counselor? Cease. Why should you be killed?" Then the prophet ceased and said, "I know that God has determined to destroy you because you have done this and have not heeded my advice."
你可以看到最后结尾这16节结尾的时候，他先知就止住了。又说你行这事不听从我的劝诫，我就知道神定义要灭你。
Sometimes the end is so clear, right?
所以的结局并不是最好的结局。
It should have been obvious.
那其实我们现在再来看的时候，显然是显而易见的一个错误的选择。
Do you have any friend on the wrong path that you need to speak the word of God to them?
那你的周围的朋友圈子里面，是不是有些人呢，就是走在那个偏路上了呢？
And look at Amaziah.
看看亚玛谢的这个经历，
He had the friend, but he didn't listen.
看他周围实际上他有朋友，但是他没有听。
So is mostly good good enough?
那就是，如果是大部分不错，是不是就是不错了呢？
Is it? No, it's not. Sadly, Amaziah's story ends with God overthrowing him.
那可悲的事情是，这个亚玛逊的故事以他的这个灭亡来告终。
He did not turn to God.
他没有仅仅的去依靠神，
He turned to idols.
当然呢，他就转向偶像来敬拜他们。
So, what are you holding on to, or rather, what is holding on to you that you cannot be released from?
那我现在有一个问的问题是，你紧紧的在抓住什么东西呢？我觉得这样讲的不对，是什么东西能把你紧紧的抓住了呢？
Are there any circumstances or financial commitments?
那也许是一些环境，也许是一些财务上的问题，
Is there any entertainment or any worldly pursuits?
那或者是世上的一些享受，或者是未来生命的成就的一个渴望。
Are there any aspirations for future success or future accomplishments?
那如果是将来的一些得到的一些利益，或者是像名望，
Amaziah hoped to use his well-funded neighboring army to win success in the battlefield. Are you trusting in your finance to bring you success?
那从亚马逊来看，他是希望就是说周围邻国的一些军队可以来帮助他来争得这个战场上的胜利，也可以来打败周围的一些国家。那你是不是也有同样的一个想法呢？依靠自己的财力来实现将来的一个成功呢？
God says through the first prophet that he is able to help and to overthrow. If you looked at your life, are you looking for help from God?
那神就借着先知就告诉亚玛逊人说，神能帮助人，他也能使人败落。
I would hope that if God measured this room, that he would find many that are faithful.
那我真的是希望神今天能够来去看，查看这里面的房间里面。
But we can't measure that. We don't know.
那我们是不知道，神知道。
The fact is, none of us could be faithful in ourselves.
但是说到底了以后，其实我们里面一个人都没有，
All of us have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God.
因为我们说世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀，
There's no way that we can be right by our own merits.
因为我们不能靠自己的功劳在神面前称义，
But Jesus was found faithful.
但是借着主耶稣的牺牲。
Amaziah didn't think he needed God's help, but he did.
亚玛逊其实他是认为他不需要神的帮助，但其实他是需要的。
But there's another King Jesus.
那在后来，我们的生命中有一个另外一个君王，
He is the king
他是一个君王。
for you and for me.
主耶稣是一个君王。
And anything you need is available to you in him.
那我们所想要得到的，在主耶稣里面都是。
Listen to this. He is the God who gave David the victory over Goliath.
那他就是让大卫可以战胜歌利亚的那位神，
He is the God who gave Amaziah victory over the Edomites.
他也是使亚玛逊人战胜以
And
东人的一个君王。
he is the God who gave Solomon peace over all of his kingdom.
那后来在所罗门的历史中，就是赐给所罗门一生平安的，也是我们这位神。
And he is also the God who has power to give you life after death.
那在我们的生命中，主耶稣也是赐我们公义的，从死里复活的那位主。
But when you look at the life of Amaziah, he was taken captive by the king of Israel. Jerusalem's walls were destroyed, and eventually the people come against him and kill him.
但是如果你再往下看的话，你会发现，就是亚玛逊的结局是非常惨。他被其实以色列的王就抓去了，成为俘虏，最后就死在这个他的一些敌人的手里面。
He lost his kingdom and he lost his life.
他失去了他的王国，也最后就失去了他的生命，
God was not with him because of the idols.
因为这个偶像的崇拜就会使神远
God
离。
allowed him to be overthrown.
神允许这样的事情发生。
So you and I must choose to serve the Lord.
我们都是要面临一个选择。
As Joshua said, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
约书亚讲过一句很有名的话，就说：“至于我和我家，我们必定侍奉耶和华。
Will you serve the Lord?
”那你是否愿意侍奉主呢？
Will you value the word of the Lord more than any other pursuit in your life?
那你是不是看重神的话语呢？远超过生命中的其他的追求呢？
Will you stay faithful till the end?
那你愿意忠心到底吗？
So God knows all of our hearts today.
神其实今天都知道你我的心思。
This is a wonderful encouragement and caution for me as well.
这个是两方面的一个一，一方面又是我们的一个安慰，一方面又是提醒我们。
If God removes peace from our hearts, will we seek to come and follow Him again?
我们神向我们是心里的感动的时候，你愿意谦卑下来，来跟随神吗？
Can we be in the humble path?
我们可以在谦卑的道路上，
Put aside any obstacle,
放下所有阻拦你，
any false affections,
一些虚假的情感呢，
any unrighteous financial
一
commitments.
些不义的一些财务的一些承诺呢，
And turn to the path of God alone.
单单转向神。
So please respond to whatever the Lord has placed on your heart today.
神如果在你心里面有感动的话，请回应主对你的呼召。
Okay, let's pray.
那我们一起来祷告啊，亲爱的主耶稣，谢谢你，感谢神把神的仆人Jeff 带领到我们中间来，传讲神的话语。这信息里面包含了提醒。